Okay, so we started the Mishnah of Chanin et Kana Kanim and the Sefer Espalos and Shal Malchus, and the Maral stalls on how come it says the Yimol Yimol Malchus Yishas Reichayim Lo, and so on. Upir is there. Ki kashet izbeimi abri eskim to Adam shesh leshinu bibriyosi mashlev zesharek roim, that Adam is Yechidi, Yisem is that even the Nekeva was not created concurrent with Adam, but was carved out of Adam so that Adam was a Yochid Kipshutai. Opeke Chadir Mamun is Tanar Abana. So the Mamun says a few in Yanim why a person is carried Yechidi. Lefikah of Adam Yechidi, Lamedcha, Shekalame Abid Nevashashim Yisrael, Malo Vakosu Kilo Abedis Kalaylam. The Kalame Kain Nevashashim Yisrael, Kilo Kiyans Kalam Kulay. So one Indian is to tell me the Chumra and the Schar for Kiyam Adam. That's two. So that minimum aimim have shrees bashamayim, that's three. Well the hag is the Bosha Kashbochum Taviakam at Bias Bukhaiza Mechot Kul Bay Mizalaze. Umalak Makabon Tavia collect the Sama Shalom Rishan, Vechman and Demala Acha. Well the Fika Talaka Dal Khaivim Bishvili Nivaila Atka. So those are different in Yonim why are the Khili. Well the Fiat Neri says Kiatamhu. So the first reason seems to be that since if from one person the whole world came out, so if you ma'abit one person, so if you ma'abit kol olam, you ma'atam kach kasha kein bechoch haklal shvei mashu lo nivadam yechidi lohayim nir shadam kol olam shvei gam nasheri yatzu. Im kein achshav shenadim tzaburva adyat kachem gam kein lo nashem avach atzor kele rabat kol kulay. Here's a pasha shayla. It's mashma that if you have only one of a kind, so obviously if you destroy that, it's an endangered species, it destroys everything. But so if Adam would have been created two Adams, he couldn't have said that. Good, so Adam was created one. But right now there are two Adams in the world. There are many Adams in the world. So each one can produce many more people. So what's the why is it called as if he's ma'abit kolam? The oit says is zechner shakolam, and what do the says is that can't be moiled anymore. It means kipshuta because this person could have been moiled. Then what's the raya of these? Our pirush adavah zeh kila for mitzius ha'olam v'tziura chokma lehayit zarech sheyer ad adam erem layoyser.
Of a melech
is one melech. So just like an army that has two commanders in chiefs is a chaser because there's no nekuda vad haga. You don't say, well, listen, if you have a million soldiers, it's much better than if you have 100,000 soldiers. So if I have 10 chief of staff, 10 ramatkals, it's better than one. Because mitzad the tzura of malchus, a yochid is a melech. The shtim alachim are not mishtamash v'kasechot. And the truth was, when the, he's being arrived from there, you can ask that lechura, it was considered to be a chisaron. The answer is no. The Levana was not supposed to have its own malchus. The Levana had it in the chibur with the shemesh would have been one. So Adam's mitzias in the bria is the melech the bria, and the entire bria converges on malchus Adam. Adam's job to the bria is redua to give shuha. In the tzura of being mishtalit and directing all the pieces to make a one unit, the oneness of Adam is his mila, and that's why his emes tzura is one. And therefore, when you destroy a person, every single person as a yachid, it since the tzura's Adam is yichidus, so the malchus is, so that's why he's a melech. And as such, he destroys the entire world. Let me sharpen a little bit. The mitzvah of malchus, we've spoken a few times over, but Kedaita has it over. The tzur of malchus mitzvah panimius is, it's not just for instance, a police force or a government which rules, regulates, and so on. That's not malchus. Malchus is the ability to take an entire array of elements and to make it part of one unit, and by being an expression of the tachlis and directed by the seichel and das of a melech. So the malchus is the expression, the tangible expression of the melech's das or rotzen, which is one nekuda. It is a person who has two conflicting deis ratzonos is far from a shleim as like a person. That's not, you know, it's not the tzuras Adam. Adam has a dea and a very clear nekuda, and that becomes. That becomes a melech to a potential malchus of the world. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when we crown him as a melech of the world, that's what it means. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the tachlis of the bria, and the melech, the tachlis is moilid a havanat tfisa about the role of each and every element in realizing that tachlis. And that becomes that's the malchus. So every single Adam, because he's yechid nivra, so that means that every Adam be'etzim is a melech to a world. And when you destroy an Adam, you destroy an entire world. Now, every person has, I mean, the worlds intersect because there's not malchus to go around. They're not set of malchus to go around, but each person has own mitzvahs. And the nekuda that he was sent for is his job. In that is to provide the focal point where everything is headed for, and all of the elements are follow in on that nekuda. And when you destroy a person, you've destroyed an entire world. That's one. The eight. Ki ha'adam suras ha'ilam u'mashem ha'isai u'bishvil ha'adam nivru kolat ha'tainim u'bibriyas ha'ilam v'seirish ha'adam nivrichidi k'kachoy mitzatzir ha'ilam ki ha'tsura hi achas bilti mechulekes u'lefika nivru adam yichidi people were very deep in the Kuda. By its very nature, when you deal with Chomer and Tzura, Chomer is made up of pieces. So you have a brick, you can make half a brick, a quarter of a brick in particles, and different materials. By the nature, Chomer has many elements to it, because each element of the Chomer, each element keeps dividing. Katsura only functions as a davar shalem. In other words, a circle is a circle. A half a circle is not a half a circle. A chomer, a half a brick, is also, in as much as you're talking about the material, shabai, as much as you're talking about the cement or the rock or whatever it is, then you have many pieces. You can keep dividing it basically almost infinitely. You can just keep dividing it. But in terms of a tsura, of a brick, if a brick has a standard size, a half a brick is not a brick. There are things called half a brick. But a half a circle is not a circle. So numitzi is called a half a circle. It doesn't have any, a half a circle does not have any of the defining properties of a circle. It's a different metzias. So in terms of a tsura, Adam is the tsura of the world. To the, in the muscle that we gave, of a melech to a malchus, of an idea being manifested in different, on different elements or items, in that very same signaim, that very same tsura, a chelek of, that same tsura is mechayev yichidus, that it, because a tsura is, it's a non-physical entity. It's an entity of das, and in das there's no such thing as parts. There are no parts of when I say a pattern. A pattern is a pattern. It's not a, they don't have a pattern. So it's either a pattern or it's not a pattern. So that's why Adam is Nevi Yechidi, because he represents the tzura to the world. He is the tzura on the world in the same sense that we said before, but he says it in a more abstract way. So Adam himself is the ma'abel chilu kolam kula. In this havana it is, because that's the type of tzuras Adam. Adam is an entire tzura. So when a person puts a hole into a piece of wood, it stirred the area that there's a hole. So he's missing wood over there. He can fill it in with something, or it has a little bit less strength, or covers a little bit less area. When a person puts a hole into a person, in his heart, the entire person is gone. It's not shaykh to say part of it is gone, whatever it is. So the Adam is the yechid of the world, meaning that he's a tzura world. Any pgam in Adam is destroying an entire world, because a person comes in units of an entire. Doesn't come in units of parts and pieces. That's okay. So that's the first inyan that is masba over here, of Adam and so on. I want to add another nekuda. He speaks about it when he asks the kash in a few places. How could one come many? And how could the Akash Echad have created many? Many elements. And he says, she calls the Kash a few times and it gives a few different solutions. I want to give the test. Say, one place, I don't know where it is, he says, Adam is the Me'achid of the Bria, and the Bria takes on the Adam gives the Tzura of one to the entire Bria. foundation. It's not has nothing to to hold it together. But when they come together, Adam is the only one that brings it. That's part of the Dua of Kipshua, that Adam's task is to bring the pieces together. So when a person is he's destroying the world because Adam has himself the kayach to turn the world into a tzur that could be niskayim, tzur of echad. The world does not have a tzur of echad, it's not niskayim. Okay, next. Okamot neshalom abriyas. Ba'af ki belav ha'chi gam kein k'tzas kahanin k'tzas adin k'tzas yisraelim. I mean, you're telling me that, you know, if there's one person, everybody, nobody holds himself big. Well, you have Kohen Levi, forget about the yichus that we talk about, but it's built into the Bria of Kohen Levi Yisraelim. And came Ayesim, Hoya Tchila, Sadim Yisim Echad. So that's a question about what I'm saying, Chachila Kohen Levi Yisraelim, Vosok Gishab. Ki Ein Dover Zekasha. Ki Mipnei Sheish Aschola Achas. Af Agav Sheim Ocholokim Mitzad Ma'a, Haschola Shei Achas Me'achad Yisom. I'm going to say a scholar say Nefat will give a name. So he says a pressure to Havan over here. He says, when how does one mafchin when you find chilukim in terms of two things are different? If the chilukim are unbridgeable, then they are the etzim chilukim. They're not subdivisions, but they are different entities. And you can, and one can be misguided the other. So the Kashmir would have carried Kahanim, Levim, Yisraelim. We would have said that Kahanim and Levim, Yisraelim are three different types of people. One is a superior human being, one is inferior, etc. Because we come from one, and the chilukim are afterwards, so we see these chilukim as subdivisions, but the klal is greater than the prat. The klal is Adam, and you see that Adam, mitzad Adam is kollel all three in himself. And since every bit and piece of Kohanim Yisraelim also includes himself, genes of Adam, they're all, so we say they're variations on a gene of Adam, and the Mela, you know, there are distinctions, but I can't say it's two separate meaning and so on. I want to add one more thing to this Shalom Abriyas part. It's very hard to have tainus. Shalom Abriyas is a Gval Gazach, and you can't take that away. But the Maal says in quite a few places that the tachlis of the Bria, the Adam has in himself three things that need to unite. Adam needs to unite the Chalki Bria, and those are things that are inferior from him. Adam, all the different Adams need to be together, and an Adam and a Kadosh Baruch Hu need to be mistabit. In other words, there are three dimensions in which there seems to be chilukim, and the avoda of eliminating chilukim in echad is to bring it all together. And those are the three nyanim. So b'meila, in this kashrus of Adam to Adam, which in some ways is the hardest of them, and that's where the sainis are of Shalom and so on, that his kashrus is only shayach, because Adam is every, all the Adams have a common denominator to come to. If it were not like that, then we wouldn't be able to have all the Adams together as one. Because each one would tie in, you know, just like we're different than cats and cows, we're different from each other. We don't have anything in common. So all of Adam was created with a common nekuda, because we needed to have the different chalki of the world with miskasha. The kesher of the chalki olam itself is part of the hair of the Achdus HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You find the marshal by the others. So each one of them, their children didn't get along. Yitzchak and Yishmael, Yaakov and Esav, the Shvatim. But in the first two, there wasn't any regrets, mitzad others, because they were not one. Esav and Yitzchak were not one. Yishmael and Yitzchak were not one. Yaakov and Esav were not one. So the fighting is a problem, but it's not the etzim afkar of the oneness. By Yosef, where all of them were really pieces of the puzzle. In Yitzchak Yishmael and in Yaakov Esav, one was a piece of the puzzle, one was not. One was what we see, and one was hidden. The pieces of the puzzle. So if they didn't get along with the other one, there wasn't a real problem with it. By Yaakov Avinu, if the kids didn't get along, so there was a pircha on Yaakov. Since Yaakov had the tzur of Echad, Yaakov was the Yoikne was Chakut Asiyas HaKavid, it was the Musi Kunin of Adam. He was supposed to represent the Adam that is Ketikunoi, meaning that all the Ribui lies within him already. If his kids ended up being the same thing like the previous generations, where they split apart and don't have a resolution, then there's no hope. It's not going to happen by him, because the shlemus of his tzur is all the kids together. And the minute one is missing, you just don't have a shlemus. It's only that was the batachi ruach Yaakov Avin. Yaakov as an av had to establish a tzura that from now on all the progeny together would form the tzura of the klal. And if you're missing part of it, you're just missing the rest of it. Okay, any questions?
No, I think we're good.
I guess we'll finish up a little Hanukkah.
Sure.
What?
Sure. Hanukkah. Yes, yeah, for sure.
I'm sorry. So you have the Pashto Havana, no matter what level you take it, of the Avodah of Menorah, all the Avodahs were the Shemayim. So everything was a Hakrava, we have one Kohen and one Beis HaMikdash, one Mizbeach, and so on and so forth. The kli in which you had that avodah, the hetya was the menorah. Elul Panei Menorah Yairu Shavus Haneiros means there are all the neiros of supposed to focal on one point. Forget whatever hesba you'll give to what those neiros are, but the avodah was to focus on one point. In a certain sense, it's a zelum as chokhmah, who spoke with last week. Chokhmah also takes that as its task. It's supposed to, chokhmah is when you take different phenomena and you show the etzim they want. They come from a common source. That's chokhmah. And therefore, chokhmah mitzaratzma should have been the big supporter of the emes of Torah and so on and so forth. When Chachma is misnatic from it, and it sees itself divorced from HaKadosh Baruch Hu and so forth, it's a tremendous begam. Because Mela, Taiva, so the fight of Taiva, Shneda, so everybody fresses for himself, everybody wants on fresh right. There's no attempt at anything, so fine, that's Taiva, and everybody does their own merry thing, and that's fine. But when you're talking about something that its panemius is almost identical. If you could ask a scientist what he's trying to do, and think about it. So you're studying gravity. So I ask him, what do you have to what's that everybody's for? If an apple falls on your head, so an apple falls on your head. If a stone gets thrown at you, so I throw at you. And his answer is, I want to understand the common denominator, the apple falling in your head, the stone, the rocket ship blasting off, and so on. I want to understand the tzara shavu. Chochma is, there's a tzara shavu of all of them that work together. And so mitzvah, it's most, chochma is deyme ma'id to the inyan of Torah. And when you go in your mafkiyat, you say that Chochmah is going to show that the entire world is one, but that one doesn't have the Akadosh Baruch Hu, it has a Mosar Atzmai. That's a real Pekam. That's why it's a worse Pekam than the other. Every other Pekam in Echad was a Pekam. This is the Pshat is that here you're talking about the Inyan and the Bria, that Echad. It's science is all, Chochmah is all about discovering the Surah of the Bria. And when we don't discover the Surah of the Bria, and then when we take that koyach and you use it to be mafkir, to be a Makadosh Baruch Hu, that's why